Time for us to cross the Atlantic to Canada for our regular monthly catch-up with the CNI Beats, Canada's largest sight loss charity. And today, we are focusing on technology. We have with us Robert Gaunt. We're going to pick a couple of topics today. But let's start first, though, with a look at technology at home. And this is a project that you guys have at the moment.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're really excited, Alan. The CNIB Smart Life Tech at Home program. We just officially launched the program in April of this year. And really what the premise is that we do have CNIB Smart Life centers in various pockets across the country. But as we know, individuals who are blind or partially sighted often experience struggles in accessing transportation or overcoming geographic barriers if they have long distances to go to get to a physical center where they can view and interact with some of this technology. So the idea behind the Tech at Home initiative is we're really taking key products that individuals are interested in learning about and packaging them up in a bundle, essentially. So if we were to take a series of electronic video magnifiers, basically putting, you know, three or four models together, sending that out to the individual directly to their home. And we would then work with that individual to give them over the phone or using Zoom or MS Teams training on how to get the product up and running, how they can use this and test it out in their real use case environment in their home. And then it gives them that knowledge to make a selection based on real life interaction with these types of devices.
I suppose it gives you, like you said, the opportunity to try these, because when you think of technology, especially if you're looking for accessibility, getting hands-on, getting to try them out, you know, seeing what works and what doesn't work is really essential. It's probably not something you can do, you know, just looking at a catalogue or an online shop. So you're really giving the people hands-on experience here.
Yeah, you're so right, Alan. But in particular, when you're looking at a higher price item, it's so important to be able to test that out. And, you know, level of vision varies significantly from one individual to the next. I, as an individual myself living partially sighted, you know, I might hear that this particular product is a life changer for one individual, and I might try it out and discover that not as much for me. It just doesn't have the same impact, but given some different options, I might find something else that has the equal level of impact, but is a very different product. So getting those things into those individuals' hands so they can truly trial it out before making the purchase, the feedback has just been tremendous, you know, giving people that opportunity.
Is this really for people who are looking to purchase items, or are there kind of, you know, sort of loan borrow options as well?
That's a great question. I mean, at this point in time, it really is around those individuals looking to purchase the item. Now, that being said, once it's shipped out, if, you know, there's three or four products and the individual does spend some time with each of those and discovers that, you know, none of them really work the way they want them to for them, that's fine. They can return them. There's no cost. But ideally, at this point, it's purchased. But we are looking at, you know, what other options are there? Is there, you know, sort of a rent to own program that we could put in place? Is there a loaner option? And in fact, we've done that in some cases where somebody has a particular event or circumstance coming up where they could really benefit from this. So there are some loaner options that we're definitely looking at as well.
Okay, that's a relatively new project then. Let's move on to wearables, because that's quite a buzzword at the moment. You know, technology is really impacting in all aspects of our lives, but we want our technology, you know, small, we want it accessible, we want it portable.
I tend to think of wearables as a head-worn device, a pair of glasses or something like that. But there are other wearables out there as well, including things that do, you know, clip onto, say, the zipper of your jacket that can provide some tactile feedback around overhead obstacles, things that you can put on your wrist. So there's a lot out there. But in terms of really the high tech, it does tend to be around those head-worn devices. Many simulate, you know, a pair of sunglasses. And there's quite a number of companies in the market, as well as many entrepreneurs. We're often hearing from entrepreneurs who are looking to develop these technologies. And so they often start with things like optical character recognition. So I could be wearing wearing this, you know, set of frames or glasses, and I could hold a, you know, a document out in front of me, and basically whether it's through a tap, a gesture, through a verbal command, have it take a picture and then actually read that content back to me. That's terrific, and it's essentially hands-free. Recently we heard about one that actually interprets a sign language and helps to convert that into audible or textual information. We have other devices that help to define objects in a room. So if you're looking to find a chair as an example, others that help in communication, and even some mainstream ones like Ray-Ban that actually have sound in partnership with Bose, so you can hook your Bluetooth up. It's a pair of sunglasses. Now with, you know, interactivity, there's again the potential to incorporate things like OCR. So there's some amazing devices out there. The challenge that, you know, that I hear quite often from our consumers, from our participants, is that wouldn't it be great if we could combine all of these lovely things into one unit that allows me to do all of them? And wouldn't it be great if we could make that affordable? So that really seems to be some of the key buzz around the wearables within, you know, the blind and partially sighted and deafblind community in Canada.
What are you finding is amongst your customers? You know, are there any particular wearables that people are more interested in? Is there a particular type of tech that's a wearable that's really big at the moment?
You know, certainly Iris Vision, the eSight's been around for quite some time. The Auracam, more recently we're hearing more about New Eyes, Iris Vision. So there's quite a number out there. And again, with, you know, varying features and benefits to individuals. And then, of course, on top of that, there's, you know, very different price tags for all of these items as well, which, you know, unfortunately tend to be fairly high. So, you know, as an organization, you know, we're also looking at, you know, what are the funding programs that individuals could tap into, and what else could we do as an organization to help make these things that we know can have a tremendous impact for individuals, make them more affordable so that we can get them into people's hands for use.
It is indeed an exciting time for technology. Robert, if people would like to find out more about CNIB, or indeed, you know, we have many listeners in Canada who perhaps would like to learn more about some of the topics we've been discussing here, what's the best way to get in touch?
Absolutely. So you can certainly visit us at our website, which is www.cnib.ca. You can go to our Smart Life store, which is www.cnibsmartlife.ca. You can also email us at smartlife@cnib.ca, or even give us a call at 1-866-659-1843.
Robert, great to chat with you, and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Wonderful. Thank you, Alan, and everyone have just such a wonderful day.